Welcome back to Sports Day SA. David Wilde and KG tonight, but we're going to talk about kidney health, and they got the inaugural Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal. It's in November 2020. It's a great cause, and I just found out today too that people can have kidney disease and they can lose up to 90% of their kidney function before any symptoms are apparent. Well, let's welcome he's not so young now, but he's a young man when he lost a kidney playing footy. He knows all about that. We can welcome Tom Lonergan. Tom, thanks for your time.
Oh, thanks, David. Good to be with you.
Mate, just explain the kidney health, what it's all about. It's about the Red Sox, but obviously you'd be a keen advocate and get people to support it. Just let us know what's going on in that department.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Kidney Health Australia asked me to come on board to help them promote a brand new fundraising event. It's called the Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal. The appeal, it's really important this year given the fact that their major key fundraising event, the Big Red Kidney Walk, was cancelled due to the COVID. So I guess we're trying to reach out to the kidney community and others to help raise vital funds for the programs and also awareness raising activities. We're just asking people to jump on to kidney.org.au/Red Sox Appeal and get on, have a look. All the information's on there. As you mentioned earlier, it's an insidious disease that can come with little or no warning. And the acute injury that I suffered is a risk factor for kidney disease. So there's plenty of information on that website. We ask everyone to get on and have a look.
So, Tom, it can be a silent killer if you don't get the symptoms early. So you'd recommend people just going to have a check anyhow. You can do that through blood tests and other ways.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You can go to see your GP. As I mentioned, kidney.org.au, there's a fair bit of information on there. Just a couple of stats. 1.7 Australians are affected by kidney disease and 1.5 million aren't even aware that they are living with the early signs. So it's like you mentioned before, it's an insidious disease, and high risk factors of kidney disease are obviously diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, family history, obesity, over 60 year old. So there's plenty of risk factors there. So get in and see GP or jump on, as I mentioned, kidney.org.au. And have a look at all the information there.
Tom, how have you been? I remember your collision in the mid-2000s, nasty one. We didn't think you'd play again. You went on to play 200 games and a premiership and carved out a marvellous career. Have you had any lingering effects from that? Because you lost a kidney, didn't you?
Yeah, I did lose a kidney. I'm one of the lucky ones. Obviously, I had the initial time post the injury, had quite a bit of blood loss as well during the operation. So the kidney come out, obviously had to repair myself and was on some medication for a period of time post, but I was lucky. I was 22 and a young, fit, healthy guy. So I managed to get off the medication pretty quickly and getting back to living a normal life relatively quickly. But no side effects since retiring, and I think the key thing for me is just living a balanced lifestyle of exercise and healthy diet.
I think it's amazing what you achieved after that. Fantastic. And the boys, some of your old teammates are going up, lining up for a grand final this week. You played a lot of footy with Ablett and Selwood, Harry Taylor, Hawkins, and I think Mitch Duncan was just a young man back in 11, but isn't it great to see the Cats back there?
Oh, it is. It is, Dave. It's probably been a long time coming. In the last 6 or 7 years, we've just faltered at the penultimate game in the prelim a number of times. I think it was a big relief for, certainly the players and the club, but also the supporters to see us get through to the grand final this week. And, I think they're a real red-hot chance. I think they're playing some terrific footy, and I think their football, they've probably played the best football out of any team this year on their given day. So it's going to be a tough match. We know about Richmond, but I think the Cats will get past them.
It'd becoming a destination club, Tom, and Dangerfield obviously went back home, but Jeremy Cameron wants to go there. We're hearing other players want to get down to the Cattery. What makes it such a solid club? You've obviously been successful for so many years, but what do you think is... It's quite unique, isn't it, in the fact that you're out of Melbourne?
Yeah, you're right. Look, what makes it so unique is you've got the coast only 20 minutes away. You can live in Torquay, you can live in Bowen Heads, Ocean Grove. You could go and buy a property like I think I've heard Jeremy's going to do. Tommy Hawkins lives 10 minutes out of Geelong on a 200-acre property. So I guess getting around so easy, he's 10, 15 minutes from the footy club, yet when he's out at home, he probably thinks he's miles and miles away from anywhere. So it's just a great lifestyle, obviously a family, great for a young, bringing up young kids as well with the schools and education here. But I guess most importantly, it's the footy club and Brian Cook and Chris Scott and the key stakeholders in there, that they're, ability to build a culture like they have, and the players that they've brought through and, just passed on that culture and that way, the Geelong way of doing it. It's quite infectious, and I think a lot of people just crave success, and it's a good club where you have a lot of fun, but you also held to account, and success is high up on the pedestal of what things they want to achieve.
There's only been a couple of coaches in a long time, Bomber Thompson, Chris Scott. You had both of them. Chris Scott got a flag in 11, hopefully gets his second one Saturday. Are they similar, or are they completely different as coaches, those two?
Oh, look, I can only probably give my opinion, but look, I found them different. Just Bomber, what did he finish 10 years ago now? So probably coaching a slightly different era, where it was more about development put into players.
Yep.
Whereas now it's sort of a bit more focused on team defence and systems and that type of thing. And the development of the players is left to the development coaches, whereas I found Bomber was he's very good at developing his players in the way he felt they needed to play football. So he spent a lot of time probably more on development rather than... I guess the tactics side of things, whereas Chris is one of the, I think it's well known, he's one of the best tacticians
yeah.
in the competitions. His ability to deliver a really complicated message really and simplify it is his greatest strength, and he's just the way he can break down an opposition team. He's just got a sharp mind and it just really simplistic way of breaking an opposition team down. If you do this, you'll win. And he gets great buy-in from his players. So he sells the message very, very well. So I'm very lucky to have both coaches.
Scarlett, Enright, Mackie, Lonergan, Harry Taylor, he's still there. Can you believe the old fella's still going around?
Unbelievable. Yeah, no, he's had a great career, Harry. He's been fantastic on and off the field. He's been a tremendous leader. He's a fantastic fella. Another one of those guys, you talk about culture, well, he's played his role in that as well. Helping the list transition over the last few years. He'll be sorely missed, and hopefully can go out on a really high note on Saturday night.
I guess is Tom Lonergan, Premiership player back in 2011. Before you go, Tom, I'd like you just to give us a snapshot of Gary Ablett Jr. and Joel Selwood. They've got Dangerfield now, but obviously he didn't play when you were. Ablett's still going around at 36. Selwood, 300 gamer, Mr. Courageous. Just tell us what it was like to play with those two great players.
Yeah, look. I don't think it needs to be said on how tough and courageous Joel's been throughout his career. But I think the thing for me when I think about Joel is how much he cares about his teammates, and that's what makes him such a great leader. Is obviously he's so revered, and you don't want to let him down when you're on the field. But off the field, he really cares for his teammates and goes the extra mile to make sure they're okay. and feeling good about themselves. So he's just a terrific guy. And Gaz, look, he's just a freak. He's a freak of nature. He's the commentary. He's one of the greatest of all time, isn't he? Let's be honest. He's just a freak and another just a down to earth guy off the field. He's a guy that you can go and have a coffee with, and you wouldn't even know that you're having a coffee with the greatest player, one of the greatest players of all time. He's just so down to earth, and really loved my time and learned a lot from those guys, and feel very privileged to have spent some time with them both.
I reckon at training you would have seen a few party tricks when you're from Ablett, Stevie J and Jimmy Bartel, the likes of very, very good players.
Him and Stevie J used to go head-to-head quite a lot, whether it was, trying to kick the footy in the bin or kicking around corners or table tennis or whatever it may be. They're both very, very competitive. It was very enjoyable to watch.
Tom, great to speak with you. So you'd urge everybody to get the kidneys checked out and also to support the inaugural Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal November 2020. Get behind that and help out.
Yeah, I just while I'm finishing off there, Dave, I just encourage people to sign up. There's a 60-kilometre walk, run or ride challenge.
Yep.
Or if you want to do something a bit more challenging, there's a 150-kilometre bike or run for the month of November. So I'm signing up to do the 60-kilometre run, and you can support me and my efforts at that same webpage that I mentioned before, kidney.org.au/Red Sox Appeal. And just look for my name and all the information's there. So, yeah, just encouraging as many people to get on board and help out a great charity that do lots of great work for many people within the Australian community.
Well, mate, you're a survivor and we're very proud of your efforts. And go the Cats and get behind the Kidney Health Red Sox Appeal. Great to speak with you, Tom.
Yeah, good on you, Dave. Appreciate your time.
Thanks. Tom Lonigan, who lost a kidney playing footy, it was a sickening collision, and he went on to play 209 games, a premiership, and was one of the star backmen with that great Cats team. We're going to take a break. KG and Wills, this is Sports Day SA.